This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Eric is out this morning. He's over at Baseline and McClintock, and he's got himself all sorts of stuff for you, including tickets to go see Iron Maiden. You can sign up for those. Kind of win it before you can buy it, but you've got plenty of time to buy it. It's the show's in September of next year, so I think it can be all right for time, unless
it sells out.
Can't imagine you give people that much time and they still. Either way, internet presale today at 10 a.m.
Boy, how about that for knowing your audience? Look, we have to schedule these things a year out.
Yeah, we got to give them 10 or 11 months because it takes them forever to do
it. I mean, they'll
stuff.
Get there, but it takes time.
It's nuts. Eric, you're at Baseline and McClintock Fries. There's Eric right there. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Mark. Marcus Ming.
There's a weed mart.
There's a weed mart?
Bugs. You can buy bugs and you can buy weed all in the same place.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you're in a great little center then. It's amazing. Get me some Gorilla Glue.
Absolutely.
That'll be a great day when you can tell somebody that. It's like, hey, on your way home, will you grab me some Diet Cokes and Gorilla Glue?
Diet Cokes, Tampies, Gorilla Glue.
I need some tampons and some Gorilla Glue. And my vape pen's dead. Get me a new one. And Marcus Mann came up with a great idea on how Brady can get that. Brady can get what he wants, and Ronnie can get what she wants as it pertains to that dreadful RV that Brady's caused so much marital strife with. Listen to this. On the heels of the guy who is trying to exploit and blackmail that girl he had sex with on tape, Marcus came up with the idea that Ronnie tapes Brady in the RV having sex, but she backdoors him a little bit with some toys, takes the tape, and threatens to send it to his parents. Unless he sells the RV.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that genius. Is, that's dark genius, Marcus Mang. Dark genius. Would you do it?
So she'd have to, like, sneak it right into Brady's back door without him looking.
No, she'd here's what she'd have to do. In the middle of RV sex, Brady, she would, like, denounce God and, like, say all sorts of things that are like, you know, I don't believe in any saviors. Christianity is a farce while she's banging him. And then just maybe a finger just throws it in the old, the old honey hole. And Brady's like, woohoo! And he kind of likes it because it's never happened, but she just does it without permission and gets all dirty and stuff and then says, I'm going to send this tape to your parents. And then she's slapping Brady saying, say there's no God. Say there's no God. There is no God! And then,
perfect.
And then she's like, you sell this RV or I'm sending this to Torpen Bunny. What happens, Brady?
Nobody takes that RV away from me.
What's that?
She could use one of Pablo Francisco's little camera pens. That he
yeah, she wears weird glasses. Little camera glasses. Brady's
school
none the
teacher.
Wiser.
She's playing the school teacher.
She's from the website onmyglasses.com.
I think the fact, even though we're telling Brady about all this right now, I think she could still get away with it. She could still do it.
Oh, you mean she? Oh, she could. Yeah, maybe.
He'd be excited about having sex. It doesn't matter.
But I'm in.
Would you let the video go, or would you sell the RV?
I'd let it go.
You'd let your parents watch you denounce God with a finger in your butt? You would not. You
no
would
way.
Sell that
and
RV.
Torb would go, I'm proud of you.
Hey, why is your finger in your bottom, boy? And why do you hate God now?
I've always wanted to try
that.
It's a
hit. I just said he doesn't exist. It
Come
was
on,
in the heat
Dad.
Of passion.
It's role playing.
The heat of passion. Sometimes you denounce the Lord.
How about that RV, though?
I rebuked religion. Come on.
It looks like a pretty sweet ride.
What's worse, Pornhub or your parents seeing it? What do you think would be worse?
I've always discussed this with Brady. He's always said he won't make the video because he's worried it'll get out and his folks will see it. I'm like, that means your parents were perusing amateur porn on Pornhub.
Right.
That makes them worse than you.
Wouldn't you be more worried about everybody you know seeing it? Than
that's what it is, more so than anything. I never.
Why do you care?
Just,
if I see a humping.
Well, it doesn't matter, but it would be a little embarrassing.
Not the way I do it. All right.
Yeah.
If it got out on porn, I'd be like, oh, geez. Well, what are you going to do? And you'd probably go, ah, that's embarrassing for John. And then I feel bad for him and stuff, but he's pretty good at it. And then you start toying around to me.
That's a dream for you.
I wouldn't care.
You've been practicing for years.
I wouldn't care. It wouldn't bother me at all. If you found a tape of mine, I'd be like, oh, geez, that's embarrassing.
You'd
but
have to
porn,
admit, though, you know, somewhat, it is out of character or something that you wouldn't figure I would do.
Right. That's why she'd make you sell the RV. But you would sell the RV. If Ronnie held that as blackmail, Bunny Torp, all your friends, all your high school friends, Squee, PJ, Tubi, Buzzcut,
oh, what?
Slap Ear, One Side, Flippy Flop, Hoodie.
They'd be, I'd get high fives from them.
Magnet, Huge, Charo.
Feasto.
Briquette.
Charo.
Feasto. Jeez.
Thrill Kill Cult.
Briquette. The Beast.
If all those guys got hold of it, you would be like, I'll sell it. Don't you think?
No, I'd get advice from them. Dude, don't worry about it. Mine's been out for years.
No kidding.
No one sees it.
Brenneman. Who would you most worry about seeing a videotape of you that Ronnie could blackmail you with?
That'd be a good one to ask. Brenneman, what should I do? Yeah.
What would you... No, honestly, who would be the one you're like, I can't, if they saw it, I'd be devastated?
Well, like if they had to watch that?
Yeah.
The parents are up there pretty high. I wouldn't want them to see it.
Not RV
like
selling, though.
Even if I was really good at it.
But RV
something
selling.
Something they don't want to see.
But would you keep the RV rather
if
than
that,
see
that
it?
Let them see
That's
it.
That's your option.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I'd let
You'd
the
let
RV
them
go.
Watch it. You'd sell the RV before you let your parents see you have sex.
No kidding.
Yeah. Man, I'd keep the RV. Like, whatever. Perverts, quit watching me having
sex.
I'd
sell that one. I'd get another one a year down the
get
road.
Get a better one from all that. Somebody emailed and says, was your old employee embarrassed when we all saw her having sex on the interwebs?
She acts like she's not.
She's probably a little bit like, oh, geez. Well, that's what I do for a living now. So I don't think she's embarrassed. I think she was like, ah, I don't want him talking about it because it's an alter ego. What are you going to do? But Eric and I have watched it together.
What?
We would be, imagine that though. Eric, you and me and Toledo got huddled around a screen watching Brady take one in the butt and denounce God in an RV. That would never end. It would be on a loop in our office. I would never stop watching.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, I know. That makes me happy. Baseline McClintock, Eric, what do you got for us?
You can come on down and sign up for Iron Maiden tickets. They're coming to town, just a few days away, September 17, 2019. We're doing the Red Rocker Internet presale today at 10 a.m., so you can get on there. I believe the password's 98KUPD. That's real hard to figure out. Then the big presale is tomorrow. So, but if you're a Red Rocker, you can get in there early today at 10 a.m. Also, we got CDs. I got some bandanas, some T-shirts and whatnot. So come on down. See me. Fries, Baseline, and McClintock. We're signing up for the Maiden tickets and also Holmberg's Happy Ending ticket.
That's right. There's 306 days remaining until the Iron Maiden show. Get your tickets now.
Fill that Google calendar.
Yeah, 306 days. I don't even have a calendar for 2019.
Nobody does.
I'm already buying tickets for next year's football season. Anyway, all right, Eric, nice job. We'll talk to you later. Baseline of McClintock is where the young man is, and he will be out there this morning.
What are you talking about? We all do.
Well, I know we've got our phone, but I'm like talking about like a calendar that I pay attention to.
When was the last time you bought a?
Oh, I got one. I write things in, yeah. Like Larry's calendar in his office. And you write dates.
And you have one at home?
I have one here, too. It's small, but I have like a check mark thing on it. Yeah. I keep track of what happened, like Brett Kavanaugh. PJ Squee, rape girl. That's an awesome day. Star.
We talked about Brady taking it in a bum.
Yeah,
here.
Brady denouncing God, taking it in a bum. A little asterisk says, make this happen.
Must
happen. Get on this. Life quest. I have life quest days, and I highlight it in pink. New life quest.
You've got color codes.
What is this here pink highlighted thing says? Brady takes it in butt in RV life quest. Well, me, PJ Squee, Hoodie, Ching Chong, Philly Bax.
What?
Yeah, that was a long time
Creepy
ago. You were
Toledo.
Allowed to call the Asian guy in your frat Ching Chong back then.
No, we called him Hop Sing.
Did you have Hop Sing, the Asian guy? All right. Well, we had Ching
Dave
Chong.
Dave Plitnick.
We had Jufro and Ching Chong in the fraternity I hung around, but I wouldn't go into because I'm like, most of these guys are dicks. And I'll never be a Supreme Court justice if I hang out with you too much. Lesson learned early. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows, and he'll sell that RV if you want to get him on film with Ronnie denouncing God, taking one in the pooper. Hooters, college football, and a clean car. It's as American as college football in a clean car, as they used to say. It's Hooters. They'll do it for you. Head west this Saturday. Games start at 9 o'clock. Car wash starts at 10. You can throw your car in the middle of that thing. Get all washed up at Hooters. And watch college football while it's going on. That ain't so bad. So you get a dirty car going in, get in there, watch a couple football games, come out, your car is spotless, courtesy of Hooters, and you drive home happier than you've ever been. A good Saturday afternoon at Hooters. And they bring you the Brady Report. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Clean Out Your Fridge Day.
I hired a guy to do
that. Here.
My construction crew accidentally threw a breaker on my fridge a while ago when we were redoing the thing.
On the second fridge? Or the
main fridge. But we weren't using the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You weren't in.
So we were in the other part of the house. And so we pulled that fridge out and they plugged in another part of the wall. The breaker was not on that wall. So for 2 days, we had hundreds of dollars of fish and meat.
Yeah,
I know, from the what are they, swap meet thing I go to on Saturdays over there at that
meat farmer's market.
Farmer's
there.
Market, that's it.
At the BAPA Dome.
That's right, the BAPA Dome. Which, by the way, I've said to people, I'm like, never heard of that. You're the only one.
No one's ever heard of that.
No one's ever heard of
it. It's a great name.
It is a great name, but no one heard of the BAPA Dome. No. And a couple of the Baptists were kind of offended by it. I'm like, here we go, the old BAPA Dome, because I went into the BAPA Dome.
Don't let it die, John.
They offered me a membership. Because I'm not a religious person.
$19 a month?
It's a little more than that for a non-religio. And you go in, and they charge you extra for believing different. That's fair. So I went in to try to play basketball there. It's like $27 for you, heathen. But you can still use our stuff because we'll take your money. And I said, the old BAPA Dome is kicking it today. And the guy behind the thing's like, what? I said, you guys don't call
Newbie.
It the, you guys don't call it the BAPA. No, he's like 80 years old. He had the robe and everything.
He probably helped build it.
BAPA Dome?
Built by members.
Anyway, it's a shadow business. And they're running that thing. It's like, what, are you a believer? And I was honest with them because I'm the only honest person in that church. No, I don't actually believe in any of it. $27 a month.
Like here's the,
19 for believers and 27 for non? That's exactly right because we're fair and we love everyone.
Then if you say you're a believer, you have to pass the five questions.
Then you're just lying. Yeah.
How fast does a sparrow fly?
African swallow.
Yeah, African swallow.
African or European.
So what people are doing since it's National Clean Out Your Fridge Day are posting stuff that they found.
Oh, mine was disgusting.
One person put up a wet, soggy cucumber. It had brown liquid coming out of it. A 5-year-old frozen possum with a tire tread mark on it.
Oh,
still.
That's not real.
Yeah. Had road meat in there.
Okay.
Guess they wanted to dissect it or
eat it.
Practice taxidermy.
How do you forget that?
The last packet of roasted salsa from Taco Bell from 2010. And then, this is a good one, too. Commemorative Bud Light can from the 1996 Atlanta Olympics.
Nice.
Still in the fridge.
The Richard Jewell Olympics.
Yeah.
Where he blew up the – he didn't do it, but he was blamed for it, and he's the one we remember.
Couple of fun facts. Mike Myers threatened to quit Wayne's World because the producers wanted to use – Guns N' Roses song instead of Bohemian Rhapsody.
He didn't have any credit that time either to throw his weight around.
As far as, well, he did, but I thought he was
just
very difficult to work with.
Well,
evidently.
That would have been tough on Wayne's World not to have Mike Myers.
Yeah, the rumor is, John Lovitz is here today. We'll ask him. The rumor was Mike Myers was very hard to deal with on that set.
It was his deal, wasn't it? He wrote it.
Yeah, but Penelope Spheeris was the director and Lorne Michaels owned it. So it was, and he was just, and you know, he had creative control, but he was very difficult. And I don't know if that's true or not, but evidently that's
the number one source of antioxidants for Americans is coffee.
Huh.
Nothing else comes close.
Don't worry, guys. I got the curve on this one.
It's great for you.
The first female senator was Rebecca Latimer Felton from Georgia in 1922.
You know who the first openly bisexual senator is?
Yeah, I've never heard this before. Who's this?
Christian Cinema.
Oh, that's right.
Christian
Cinema. Do you think she's celebrated with both sexes yet?
Oh.
Her big win?
Hope so.
Me too. That's what I think of when I think of my senators.
So Rebecca Latimer Felton, 1922, was also the last person in Congress that owned slaves.
Out. The first open slave owner.
Yeah, that's how she won the election.
The way Kirsten's the first openly bisexual, this one's the first open slave owner.
Was she Republican or Democrat? Did you say that?
Good question. No, it was different back then, though.
I know.
Republicans were more like
doesn't
Democrats.
Doesn't matter to people today. You know, the Republicans are responsible for the KKK.
Yeah, and they freed slaves, although Lincoln was more And Kennedy was technically what a Republican would be today, kind of. He had a few things that were very Democratic. Mainly the banging everyone but his wife philosophy.
The liberal marriage laws.
Having hired some of the Secret Service to keep an eye on Jackie and alert him through other Secret Service passageways when she was home so he could pass off whores to his brother. Here, act like you've been banging a Bobby, or Jackie will have my ass. And yet that guy's on dimes.
Just a long shot here. It's a heads-up little announcement. Whoever bought the ticket in Simpsonville, South Carolina, the $1.5 billion mega
deadline.
You've got 180 days.
Oh, my God, if it goes unclaimed.
So, come on, they still got like 5.5 months, right?
Oh, if it goes unclaimed.
They're doing some work.
Why is everybody freaking out about that?
No, just a little TikTok reminder. So
you got 100 days. Wouldn't you claim it for next year?
Yeah, you can
for taxes and stuff.
Yep.
You have to pay them this year.
Get your one last year in under the wire.
Your crappy year in. That'd be tough not to take that check immediately.
Just so you get your refund.
Yeah, you get your $12,000. It's a good year. Now I'm going to go claim my $1.5 billion.
The George Kaiser Family Foundation is in Oklahoma, and they just announced this week, if you work from your house, and you want to move to Tulsa, they'll give you $10,000 and some additional benefits. So if you are looking to move, go to Tulsa, get 10 grand, still work out of your house.
Just right away.
Yeah.
This isn't one of those things you pull off the side of a telephone pole and earn fast money at home.
No. Huh. Each grant will be distributed over the course of the year. Entrepreneurs, people just... Yeah, like Tulsa, too. I think you can adapt.
Tulsa would be all right.
You ready for this study? Out of the Ohio State University, they looked at more than 7,000 mothers and their children, and they found an unexpected connection.
Creepy. That sounds really creepy.
It gets creepier.
To say study, just looked at is like the guy went to the mall and counted mothers.
100 scientists stared.
There's one.
The unexpected connection, the number of romantic partners you've had is probably right around the same number your mom had.
Ooh, who needs to know that?
It's true, even if you've witnessed her in the most of the witnessed her, and if you've never witnessed her in any of the relationships, even if you're a guy that has a lot, because they say researchers say it's probably because mothers pass on relationship skills
to the daughters. Oh, to boys?
How we interact with everyone, including people in our dating life. Researchers didn't find any connection between fathers and number of romantic partners and related to his kids.
So the mother, if you're a whore, so is your mom.
Yep.
So you're holding steady somewhere around
They're
9
saying
or
there's
10
a good out of the 7,000.
How many you got? 10? 9, 10, 11, what are we looking at? 6, 15.
If you go down.
You got to think. Like just round.
Yeah, that's probably about
around,
right.
9 or
under
10.
Under 20.
It's 9 or 10 to 15.
Yeah.
So does Bunny.
Yep.
Bunny's taking 15 schlongs.
I mean, she drove to Cincinnati when she was 15 years old, illegally.
For Wang?
Yep.
Nice.
Whoa.
Is that right?
And that's a story you know? That's a, known story?
That's one you know? Imagine what you don't know.
Man.
She went down to see Dickie Dick down in Cincinnati. No, it was another guy.
She drove to Cincinnati for Dork.
Yeah, to go see him.
That's what that is. At 15, man, she was raised Catholic. I went down there and soaked with some dude in the natty.
Yep.
Came back.
I'm sure they just talked all night.
Mm-hmm. 10 or 15 of them. Yikes. Where are you at, Toledo? I'm around there, too.
Yeah, probably around there. Maybe a little north of that.
I'm not. I had no chance.
No?
I was a very slow starter.
So was I.
And a slow middler.
Being a bartender in your 20s helps really ramp that curve up.
You would have thought so. I had a girlfriend the whole time. You'd have thought that would have ramped up. Not a whole lot of action there.
You kept it locked down.
I did. I was saving that flower for everybody.
Well, but
someone
nobody liked my field, huh?
You were just in a lot of long-term
relationships. Yeah, but still, I would have given that up. And the reason I did is because I latched my hooks in. The one person that liked me. I better not let this go because I know what droughts are like, and they're plentiful.
Trying to explain that to we got a freshman in high school, and he explained that he's tired of being friend-zoned all the time already. And
he wants some ass.
Man, you're just a few months into your freshman year, kid.
One of my most horrible moments for me as a child, realizing where I stood on the totem pole of love. My friend Mark and I were sitting at the end of my cul-de-sac on South George Drive.
Wait, there's
in Tempe.
A totem pole of love?
Yeah.
I like it.
I built it up. We stole it from the Algonquins. It's in the middle of Seattle. But Mark's sitting there leaning over his Diamondback bicycle handlebars, and I'm sitting on mine, and he's going to go home, and I'm going to go home. So we're kind of in that middle thing, and he goes, I think I'm going to break up with Tiffany. I'm like, why? I don't know, man. I'm just tired of the BJs. I need more. And I'm like, what's a BJ? What are you talking about? What? She does what? Yeah, I need more, man. That's and then funny. He sped off with his shirt off, because that's what we used to do for whatever reason. We'd ride our bikes with our shirts off. Gay.
I was in fourth grade when I found out what head was, but I didn't realize in what context,
I think
really.
I was like 23.
Right?
Yeah. I had a girl offer to do that to me. She goes, I can do all sorts of stuff with my mouth. And I pointed to my armpit, and she went right in there. Because I was like immediately a clown. Like, try here. That'd be funny. And she did it. And then I realized like later, I'm like, wait a minute.
You went vaudeville.
She meant.
Oh.
It was stupid. Beep, beep, beep. Met her at a Bon Jovi Skid Row concert.
Nice.
And she sucked my armpit. To my satisfaction, by the way. It was a great moment for me. But yeah, Mark told me he's just tired of it. She's got to put out or get out. I'm like, that's pretty cool. Anyway, when you're done with her, would you tell her where I live? And I had no chance. But yeah, my number's low. But that's good because that means my mom's not a whore.
Here's a little luck.
What do you care how much your mom's getting?
Huh?
What do you care how much your mom's getting?
I know. But I don't want her to be a whore either. Yeah. Somewhere in Happy Land. That
she was for a time. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here, right?
She was at least a day.
Right.
At least one day she was. I don't know what she did with herself. Good for her, I say. As an adult, great. I hope she gets plenty more of that. But speaking of freshmen in high school, 1 year later, they'd be driving to Cincinnati for some dong if they were Brady's mom.
Well,
that's an impressive story.
Back then, it could have driven at 14, right? Maybe it was freshman year.
Oh, jeez.
I think his name was Denny.
You know the guy's name who banged
your
mother?
Denny? Because Luann went with her sister went.
They all drove down there for Denny Dong.
Man.
Other sisters tagged along so she could go get Dork?
I think they both went down there to see a couple of boys.
Oh, my goodness. They were raised wrong. All the way from the C bus to Cincinnati. 2 hours? Hour and a half?
Yeah. Yep.
Sweet Bunny. We got to get her in here before, you know, and ask her about Denny in Cincinnati.
Torp flew to Cuba when he was 25.
Oh, Torp
and hung out
killed
on the
it. Look, I already know about Torp.
Geez, when he was 25, it was legal. Cuba was a vacation spot.
Cuba was,
it was.
It was the 51st state when Torp was a kid.
I remember seeing pictures of him in a red convertible trolling the streets.
Down in
Havana.
Yeah. I got bumps in my dork. Oh, well.
Damn Havanans.
Hell, these Cubans. I give her
you
a cigar.
You make a fine cigar.
I get to own her for 3 hours.
Jack, get off the gardener. Let's get out of here.
Hey, Jack, quit banging that gardener man. That brother of mine is sure a clown. Joking around the gardener all naked and stuff. Always. Jack, get off the gardener. That's the saddest thing ever.
Only one it affects is my dad. Jack's been long gone.
Yeah, Jack's been gone for a while, but dude, your dad's the one who wandered in on him and the gardener sleeping.
Well,
together.
His daughters are still alive, so.
But still.
They're
he's
doing
straightened
well.
It.
They're
he's
doing
straightened
very
it.
Well.
Good. Yeah, they never knew.
Yeah.
But every.
I don't know if Jack ever knew.
I wonder if it's true on that, too. Like, every. So, like, if your parent. Like, you say that your mother's a whore. Like, if you had 10 relationships sexually, then so did your mom.
But you're also right on the. You know, when you brought up the point, is this mother's and daughter
right,
relationship?
Sons,
or,
too.
Yeah, I think it's all kids.
But I wonder if your mom dabbled in, you know, the other side. if you're going to have that on your record too.
Oh, but that was Dad's side of the family.
What do you mean? Yeah, no, I'm just saying, though. But I wonder if his, that means his mom probably did a little Kyrsten Sinema work in school. And then so Jack had a little pension for
RB, Ruth Bogan?
Yeah, Ruth probably licked some wallpaper. And then,
I would lean more towards Jack Grandma Billy more than anything, but that's not blood, you know.
You got a lesbian vibe of Grandma Billy?
She's a good golfer. She's
strong woman. Yeah. Grandma Billy probably ate some pies. Brady's harkening back to all his lesbian
grandparents. She was a pie-fi.
I don't know what that means.
It's a sorority.
The name of it. Yeah. I thought that was her nickname.
And then her, was the her horse sister, sorority at my university, too. Oh.
And her sister in the sorority married Malcolm Forbes.
Oh, wow.
And Billy went had a couple of outings with the Forbes clan.
So you could have been a Forbes?
Wait a minute.
No. Her sorority sister.
I see.
That she was good
friends
with.
So she banged Malcolm, too?
Maybe.
Probably.
Could have been a nice little fall fest party going on.
I'm sure Malcolm's like, get your friend in on this or I'm leaving. And that girl
she
was doing
go on the
Forbes. Everything.
He got whatever he wanted.
He got whatever he asked for.
She went. She had an outing, Mrs. Forbes, on a yacht and invited the sorority sisters over, like 8 or 10 of them. Yeah. So they get on this yacht, go out. It's a private dinner. They come back. Thank you for coming. Everyone keeps the settings of the.
You got you're at your silverware.
Yeah.
Man.
And the plateware and all that.
Probably a few $1,000.
Forbes. I don't know where that went.
Very nice.
I should be on the Antique Roadshow.
What if you're solo? You only get one plate.
I'm still on.
Yeah, you basically get your setting. It's just like, so you put the plate up there. And
tween bunny rolling over to Cincinnati. Still got my interest. My grandma was 16 when she got married and refused to have kids until she was 18.
Oh, I know. There were some crazy parties.
She was not old enough.
When Torp was on the road.
To have kids?
She could have them, but it wasn't.
No, I know. But
they got married. My grandpa was 27. Just hosing the tar to some 16-year-old girl in Indiana. Nobody batted an eye. They were happily married for years and years and years.
Torp traveled on the road going on handball tournaments.
Oh, he was boning like crazy.
They had some trips. And a couple of stories told, some stuff my mom would do.
Nothing chicks like
getting
more.
Getting into the oil.
Handball. Draws in the
lady. Play handball?
You get ladies.
Yep. This is a little Christmas gift suggestion. Keurig has come out with their new machine, just like the coffee one. You put the pods in there. This time it's cocktails.
Mm.
DrinkWorks Home Bar.
Oh, I've seen that. The Hot Toddies.
Keurig K-Cafe. So you have Margarita, Cosmo, Moscow Mule, Mojito, Red Sangria, White Russian, White Peach Sangria, Lime Vodka Soda, Gin and Tonics.
I'm not making my Moscow Mule after the sangria.
They're $3.99 a shot, and there it is. You kind of, it's the whole cocktail. Just put the ice in there, and it.
That's not bad.
It's like the Margaritaville machine that you love so much.
No, this actually does stuff.
$299.
It is, in that regard, the exact same as the Margaritaville. The Margaritaville is a blender.
They partnered up with Bud or InBev with that.
Thought for sure the Margaritaville had some sort of a difference maker in that, just not blending ice. You make the margarita, you put it in the thing, you put ice in the top, it blends the ice, and you've got a margarita. I'm like, wait a minute. I made that margarita myself. The only thing you provided me was crushed ice, which I can buy at Circle K. I spent $300 on this thing.
But come on, that thing blends it up nice.
No,
it doesn't.
No, it's chunks of ice everywhere. I get better ice at Sonic. That hospital ice. Yeah, it was a terrible purchase.
Chuck it technical great. Term? Hospital Chuck ice?
Hospital ice, yes. I don't know.
Is it really?
Huh. Hospital ice is great.
Okay.
Soft.
Oh, it's so good.
We got a couple of radio videos. The first one is this little girl hangs onto the garage door. Mom's not paying attention because there's another baby in the
Alex did this, actually.
Twin carriage.
I bet.
He was a little older than this. So.
She's going up. Oh, she's in it's the other girl. Okay, I was going to say the one in the stroller?
The youngest one's in the stroller.
In the cold.
Okay, so she's just
press
hanging out.
Press the keypad. Mommy's going to press the keypad there. Door starts going up. Nice neighborhood.
It looks pretty nice. The Chicago brick front. I like that. Yep. Pub brick.
There we go.
And
get
she's
on
grabbing
there. There goes Monkey Girl.
She's up. I don't think you can say that, Brady.
Look at Mom. Look at the things that can happen when mom's not looking.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. Well, the audio's funny because you hear
I got it up.
Oh, it's oh, there you All go. Right, one more time.
Yeah, let me hear the ladies freak out. Ugh. Keypadding again. What are they listening to?
That might be UA.
You think that's Upper Arlington just because you like the house?
Yeah, I think I've seen that driveway.
Yeah, it's a very unique driveway. Also, from every story I've heard, kids neglected a lot, so that seems to be weird. Ugh, kids. How can that be worth it?
Then this is a...
constant stress.
Wild America.
I don't even want to think about it. You got a Wild America one?
Bradio video.
All right, go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild America Bradio video.
Oh, I like it already.
How far a bobcat can leap.
In the snow.
Slow motion. They have skills.
Yes.
Nice. Wow.
Wow.
Look at how laid back he is.
Look at his eyes. Never leave the thing he's going to eat.
He just barely scratches at the end.
That's got to be 15, 20 feet.
Oh, yeah. Ears are flapping in the wind.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to short it a little
bit. Yeah, he shorts it a little bit.
I'm still. Come on.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, just shake off
like
the wet
much
back
better
feet.
Than swimming across.
It does it. That is an amazing
All right, one more time.
Jump.
That's not used to getting its feet wet.
The music.
Thank you, Sir Attenborough.
I feel like I'm watching 50 Shades of Grey. Only this is sexier for some reason. Man.
Eyes on the prize.
Wonder black people like leopard skin so much. I got a lot in common. Incredible athlete, that thing. Look at that. That is the biggest jump I've ever seen. It's a cat. My fat cat Elgato once went in the backyard and like he's like, oh my god, he's out. I'm like, don't worry about that. Fat pig can't get up on that wall. And he like one move, just whoosh, and he's standing on the back of the wall. I'm like, yeah. Hey, holy cow, he's
Call
a monster.
Me fat
he
one more
still
time.
Made it. He looked back at me like I heard you.
Yeah.
He's like 7,000-pound Garfield, and he's standing next to a 7-foot wall, and in one move, didn't even climb, straight up in the air and just hit it with his top feet and pulled his ass up and looked back at me like, I can get over this wall.
And that's the amazing thing, because it's like straight up,
it
and
was,
yet they still
He lands
landed.
It. Like
yeah.
He knew that little, you know, 7-inch thing, that platform, it's like Simone Biles, just knows where to land. Boonk, there it is. She can land on a pinhead.
Maybe she has whiskers.
Ah. Shave her whiskers. She's half cat.
Oh, no.
Impressive.
John,
man.
I, like you, must have been the most clueless high schooler of all time. I had multiple girls throw themselves at me, and I absolutely missed all the clues. Bumped into some of these girls years later, and I've been told how they liked
me,
but were discouraged because I showed no interest back. I was so effing stupid.
Yep.
Here's where it gets interesting. About the time I started figuring things out with girls in high school was when I started listening to your guys' show.
Well,
I don't think it's just coincidence. Congrats on corrupting me and breaking my flower.
Well, good. Fine. Well, you know what? We broke your ear flower. Ugh.
No, he says you helped him get laid.
That's what I'm saying, because
yeah.
We crushed all the stuff that you weren't hearing before. This Colin guy emails and says, for the life of me, I cannot figure out your friend Brady. The man struggles to admit he's masturbated in the past, but has no issue talking about his mother's high school dick field trip. Help me sort him out. This is hard. That is true. You won't talk about yourself. Oh, my mom went on a dick field trip once with her sister to Cincinnati.
That's
sure.
How you phrased it.
Sure.
I
what,
said she
what
went
it was.
Down to see
we,
a
Brady,
guy.
We were talking
I'm
about
I'm not saying
how,
that, one, like
all
I
right,
said.
Then why bring it up in the context of how many D's your mom's taken?
My mom drove to Cincinnati to meet a guy once.
That's a dick field trip. In the context of the conversation. Now, if we said, has anyone ever been to Cincinnati? And you said, no, my mom once drove there when she was 15, though. I'd be like, oh, I don't know what that – why did you bring that up? But if I say, hey, how many dicks has your mom had? And you bring up one trip to Cincinnati to meet Denny, pretty much assuming that you meant the dick field trip.
Well, don't assume.
You're just saying that she didn't?
She was a bad, bad girl then.
You're reprimanding her now. 70 years later. I wonder if Denny's still around.
I'm pretty sure. I'll find out the name.
Just ask her. Did you go down there to bone that guy? Oh, Brady.
That's the exact response.
What? Oh.
Yes.
Maybe. Because the interest in the story will take over. She will admit it. Everybody wants to tell the story.
Close. John Lovitz is too close not to have that delivery.
Oh, jealous? Yes.
Yeah. I don't know any partners Lovitz mom had. We'll ask.
I don't know.
I don't know. Ew.
Erin Holmberg.
Ew, Erin Holmberg asking me about my mother. Gross.
He'll ask you about yours, though.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, he met my mom. Mm-hmm. They got along swimmingly.
She drove to L.A. to see him.
If he wasn't Jewish, he'd be my father. My mom hates them. Anyway, it's too bad about your little Jewish friend. Oh, I thought they were going to – I thought there was a thing there. There's a little magic happening between Lovitz and my mom. For Lovitz.
Hello, Marcy.
Hello, Mrs. Erin Holmberg. I'm going to do it with your mom. Jealous?
How do you feel about that?
Indifferent? Anyway, well, maybe we'll hook him up now. Although he likes a younger lady. John Lovitz will join us in a little bit. We'll talk to Eric next. He's out there this morning at the Fry's on McClintock and Baseline. If you want to go on over there and see Eric, he's got all sorts of stuff, including Iron Maiden tickets that you can't buy until 10 this morning on the internet from us. And then tomorrow they go on sale worldwide. So you can get it September 19th of next year is when the show is. So get it together, everybody. Iron Maiden will be here sooner than you think.
If you win tickets, you got to put like three reminders on your phone,
yeah,
right?
Pretty much. You got to go through the baseball or the end of this football season, the last 8 weeks of this football season, this playoffs. And then baseball starts.
The pennant run.
You go through all that, and then you start into the pennant race. You can have probably a couple teams clinched by the time Iron Maiden's here. Football have started over again.
Training camps will be ending.
All four champions of the sport, well, except for baseball, crowned.
Yeah.
Three of the four.
Hockey
basketball.
Will be starting preseason.
Hockey will start again. Yeah. We don't have a champion for this year. We already know that Iron Maiden will be here beginning of next football season. We're giving tickets. It's crazy. It's so early. But, hey, why not? You never know. Lovitz joins us in a little bit. It's 98 KVPD. That's your Brady Report.
It's out of control now.
98 KVPD.